All right, good vach. Mesiris Nefesh, we got here now at such short notice after Shabbos. Last week we started the concept of Shmir Babaylim, a Ptur, all-encompassing Ptur of Shmir Babaylim. It's for Pshia, Gnei Vaveda, certainly for Einzim, all Shoimrim are involved, Shemachinim, Shemesacha, Seicha, Shoyal. Everyone has this Ptur. It's Kishmak Orachayim HaKodesh. Orachayim asked that over there in Mishpatim, he asked that L'chayre, every Yid should be able to have the Ptur of Shmir Babaylim. What's a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Gave mitzvahs, naveris, and gave chulilo, einshim. What's the din of einshim? We always have the Ptur, we always katana to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shmir Babaylim. So here, flowery loshin, k'shiyova bala pekodin hu odin ha'elam, a shehifkir ha'nefesh biyada odim lishmar. He gave us to watch over the nefesh, we shouldn't do averis. We could all tiny ball of imoy because a kolish brocha hein ha'adam kadam lozen ulachalko miyoyim hayeis adam a mesasek betarka yadam. Kolish brocha is constantly helping us and feeding us and providing for us, so we'll have a blank ptur of shmirah ba'ilam. We're doing things chulila, we do chatayim. A kolish brocha, okay, beseder, but a kolish brocha shmirah ba'ilam because he's with us as well. Besides giving us the neshama, he's doing life for us as well even before we started our shmirah. So we always have the Ptur Shmir Babaylim. And it's not just Stam Avitz. This Kasha he takes seriously because he grad, if you look early in the Pasha, when it talks about Shem Mechinim, there's a Ptur in the Pasha Shem Mechinim, that a Shem Mechinim is not, doesn't have the dinim, they're not nishba on Hektish. It's in Hektish was might in the Pasha of Shmira, of Shuas, of Shmira. So the Or Chaimah Kodesh, that's true. The reason why Shemrim are not responsible for Dvorim Hegdish is because they have a Ptur, Shmir B'Vailim. Because the Kodesh Baruch, which is the Baal HaHegdish, is always with the Shemrim. He's always providing for the Shemrim. He's always have a Din Shmir B'Vailim. And male, if the Shemrim Chinim blows it, and the Shemrim Chinim does anything wrong, he has a Ptur, Shmir B'Vailim.
Then you wouldn't need a special Mi'ed for that.
That does state in that Pasuk. The Mi'ed is to tell you that the concept of the Shmir B'Vailim works, yes. From a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the relationship with man, yes. We have the Ptur, Shmir B'Vailim. Mameli says, if that's true, la halacha, it's true, by Shem Echinim, why limit it to Shem Echinim? Gans Klai Yisrael should have the Ptur. Every Yid should have the Ptur, Shmir B'Vailim, with HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Neshama to watch, but at the same time, he's also Shol Etzleinu to provide for us and feed us and whatever it is. We should have a Ptur, a blank Ptur, Lachem Eves, and Shmir B'Vailim. Kabal de Kekashim. The Sfarim HaKadosh, everyone says a different lashon, but the pasuk says Lahibit Oven BeYakov, LaAmul BeYisrael. Why? Ki Hashem Alakav Imoy. Something like that. That's how the pasuk goes. Right. So the Mefarshim explain Lahibit Oven BeYakov. Because Baruch Hu would not focus on the oven. LaAmul BeYisrael, and the various Akla Yisrael do. Why? Why not? Because it's Shmir B'Vailim. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Imoy with the Chayte. Memela, Kodesh Baruch Hu can't look at the Averis that Klal Yisrael does. Libid Ovin B'Yakov, because you have a Tur Shmir B'Vailim. And these Mefarshim, they say it over from the Sfasemis, they say it over from all different, it might be Chassidisho, but a lot of different Sfarim quote this with different Nuschois. But that's the word. The word you have a Ptur Shmir B'Vailim. Memela, fact, Orach Haimah Kodesh Estam, we should have a Gantz, a broad Ptur Shmir B'Vailim with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. For Mazik it doesn't work, correct. So, not Mazik, a guy, you know, he's Nick Shelley, does a chet, whatever. So, even Pshia is still considered a Ptur of Shmir B'Vailim. You have to be an Odom HaMazik, right? If you do an Odom HaMazik, you're right. But if any type of Pshia.
Even Aveira is not
a Mazik. Even Aveira, you are Mazik, the Neshama Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you. So that might be my son. Yeah, okay, I hear. So maybe you're right. Maybe if a guy does it amazing, he's over there, I hear. But if he's Nikshal, and last week we discussed it, here's a sheet to arrive it, that if you do a Mazik, B'li Kavana, you might have the Ptur Shmir B'Vailim. Okay, maybe we don't go like that, but also, good. So Rosh Chaim says, you cannot say this for two different reasons. First of all, he says, because Hagufa, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Masne, he put this in the Torah, so he was masna, just like we discussed last week, that you could be masna with your shoima, that even though it's balavimo, you want him still to be chayef, means you don't want him to exercise the ptura of balavimo, you have the ability to be masna with the shoima. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by giving us the Torah and mentioning all the ancient, you see that he was masna with every person. When he gave him the neshama to watch over the neshama, he's masna with the person, that even though it's balavimo, I want you to be chayef. That's one pshat. Fine. Another pshat, he says, which is a chiddush halacha, he says that the p'tur of Bala Vimoy is only a p'tur b'dinei Odom. But if Adi Yisugin b'chai b'dinei Shemayim. And Bailey says the kasha eftek nishdan, because we're talking about what? The Oinchim Lachem Eveshim. The Oinchim Lachem Eveshim, that's Dine Shemayim. Avadi, the person's Chai B'Dine Shemayim. He said, we find a lot of halachas, common mishpatim, that are not nitten Lebnei Adam to judge, but still is going to be a Chiv B'Dine Shemayim. So he said, Balavima is a Zelbazak. Yitaka not. Balavima is a Zelbazak. Avadi, the person is part of B'Dine Adam, but he's still going to be Chayiv B'Dine Shemayim. This is like the Orachim HaKadosh. A blitz from the Orachim HaKadosh. It's a chiddush lahalacha that yo, the Bala Vima, is still chai b'dinei Shemayim. And the shaila is, even in the Orachim, well, first the Orachim HaKadosh is very geschmack to Terutzim, but if you want, you could just tap on the second teretz. What's his teretz? Teretz says he's still chai b'dinei Shemayim. Very nice. But he's still kriyas takasha. All the Mises Bezdin, and Malkus, and Ein Shei Bezdin, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over l'bnei Adam to Dan, if the person is even Avera, Malkus, he ate chazeh, he gets Malkus. That's Ben Adam Lamakim. Why is he getting Malkus for? It's Bala Vimoy, should be Pata. All those dinim, l'chayi, should have the also the kasha, and you don't have the ter, unless you say Yuvah, because that's Mazik, and that doesn't have the. But all those, he didn't really answer the whole kasha. He answered most of the kasha, but still, there's a nice chelik of the Torah that was given, l'ainche b'nei Adam, nitin l'ainche mabezin, and over there you're going to have the kasha, I Bala Vimoy, and that's not just the chiv de Jerim's b'dinei Adam. All right. The ma'aseh is, even in the Orachai Kodesh, halakha la'maaseh, if he holds the Yichai B'din Neshamayim, you have to know what type of Chiv B'din Neshamayim are we talking about. Are you going to tell me that if a Shol Taka borrows an item, Bolavim, and it was Nenas, he's still going to be Chai B'din Neshamayim? It's a Tov HaKodesh. Could be, the Lashon of Orachai HaKodesh Grad is if the person was Pesheya, what's his Lashon? U'miyayma ki ha'Pesheya b'nichsei re'eyu v'u b'baylim shalo yishpeteyo ha'shoifet. Who could say that if someone was Pesheya and his friends Nechasim, and you're going to tell me because it was Baal of Yimah, Lo Yishpeteh HaShayifet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to punish him? Avada HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish him.
Tshuva Klal Yishamayim cost you money is the question.
Does tshuva? You mean if you Klal Yishamayim, you could do tshuva?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Okay, but usually when you have these things, and you have B'chiv Din HaShayim, it's L'chayir, it should be... If you did an avla to your chaver, you can't just do tshuva on Yom Kippur. You have to be mefayis chaver and take care of him. So the shaila is that Arachayim's mashmois grada is that this din is only by a pesheya and not by ayin sin grada. So then if that would be the case, it would be very geschmack that it's not a mamish a full din. It's only limited to pesheya. But still a chedesh. It means if a person is pesheya with bala vima, he's still going to be chayef b'dinei shemayim. There's a Tal Torah, Ramei Arik, a Tal Torah on Bab Metziah Zav Tzad Yizayin Omer Aleph. He asked on the Arachayim HaKadosh, how could he say Yechai B'din Shemayim? You see the Gemara that Moraim gave an Eitzah to people to fake out or to trip the mafkid of being a Bala Vimo. Give me something to drink. It was an Eitzah that he used to tell people to do, to employ, kedei that you should not be responsible. Frek the Tal Torah, if you're going to tell me anyway, Yechai B'din Shemayim, Samahilu Chakom of Takantam, to give you this Eitzah to make a Bala Vimo. So Tal Torah says, Mamish is what? He says, could be the Rachaim HaKodesh was only saying a Lagabi Pshia, not Lagabi anything else. Memelo, Hilu Chakom of Takantam, that if the Shema is going to be liable for other things, not Pshia, for Gneva, Vaveda, Oinis, things like that. For Oinis, where normally it would have been Chayiv, because it's Balavimo, that's where he, Fadin, that'll have a Ptur. But in a Chanami, if you Taka Pshia, you're Taka going to be Chayiv, but in the Shemaim. But he says that it's a Dov HaKadosh, Leinizka B'Poyskim. He never saw in any other Poyskim this din of the Arachayim HaKadosh that he's still going to be Chayiv, but Dini Shemayim. The Mais is also Kaiva Yeshua, Kaiva Yeshua, and Bava Kamun of Mvava Menalev, Toich Dvarov. He also names on for Dava Poshet that Avada, you're going to be Pata Bedine Shemayim by Balavima. He says, Leishamanu, we never heard of anyone who holds they're going to be Chai Bedine Shemayim by Balavima. And the both of them, whatever, I mean, the Merrick had the Arachim, but the Kaiva Yeshua didn't even have the Arachim HaKadosh. They both said, Leishamanu, we don't find any person that's going to be a Chiv Bedine Shemayim. There's also a Sefer Chedusha Yerucham He said it a couple of places, but you could look at Mechayshim Mishpat in Simenayim Beis. Over there also, he names on Shtak that Avadi is going to be Pato, Bedin Neshamayim. He said, just like you see by Vodan Shtoris for Kakoy, he's going to be Pato, Bedin Neshamayim. He has other Cheshbainis. His Cheshbainis are not Mukhrach Bechlal. But the Imek Bina God and Huchas Pesach, Simen Hei names on Adrab, that even by Vodan Shtoris for Kakoy, it could be that you're still going to be Chai Bedin Neshamayim. All right, at the end of the day, you're going to have a Shiloh, the Rechaim HaKodesh and other poiskim, if there's going to be a chiv b'dinei shemayim on balavimai, at least l'chol apokas if the guy is pesheya. What to do with the posik of lehibit oven b'yakov le'omer b'israel k'hashem l'kavimai? If the vodas at balavimai, we hold the Rechaim HaKadosh says it doesn't pass balavimai, still going to be a chiv b'dinei shemayim. So there are different nuschoyes that were said. The son of the Sfas Emes quotes the Sfas Emes as saying, it's a borrowed terminology. He says if a person is loy masiach daitoy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's constantly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's a constantly Hashem Elokavimoy, that's his mahalach hachayim. So then, even if he chulila does an oven, but if his mahus hachayim is always Hashem Elokavimoy, then he'll take out the p'tur balavimoy. But if a person is masiach daita from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he does his own thing, he's an independent thinker, then in a chanami, he won't have the p'tur balavimoy. But you're right. If a lahibit oven b'yakov, v'lahomer b'yisrael, when k'Hashem Elokavimoy, if it has an mensh k'Hashem Elokavimoy, then in a chanami, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't want him because he has a p'tur balavimoy.
The Mishnah says that some people get their sustenance from the Sitra Achra. And they don't get it from the Zohar Shor. They get it from the Sitra Achra. So they're not Balavimoy for sure.
Okay. This is already beyond my...
That's what it says. They're here to have
for everybody else. Okay, Beseda. But if you'll have somebody who is an Erlich Yid, the Sfas Emes, maybe it's a ruined Rome, Lamisha Imram, person who's not Messiah, Daita from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything he does, then Echanami, he'll be Zoicha to the Ptura of Balavimai. Fine. All right. Let's get back to more halacha. We discussed last week that every single shayim is eligible for the p'tura of balavimai. Shemachinim, shemesachah, seicha, shayel, everyone. What would be by shemir aveda? You found an aveda, God, you are unbeknownst to you, but later on you discovered that the bala aveda happens to be your employee. So the bala aveda happens to be balavimai, and you blew the aveda, you did something wrong to it. Are you going to be chayiv? Or no, we'll invoke the p'tura of balavimai. Just like all shayim have the p'tura of balavimai, so too shayim aveda is also going to have a p'tura of balavimai. Shmak Shaila. And it's interesting that this Shaila is a modern day Shaila. The Shaila is about 100-150 years old. They don't have any real stark raya from anywhere beforehand. And well, I guess what brought it to fore perhaps was Reb Chaim Briska met Ramey Simcha, the Balor Samek. They met at a meeting in Poland by a Nasifus Harabonim. Shaila Gisoyis, who asked who the Shaila? But one Gadol asked the other Gadol, this Shaila is a din balavimai applicable to a Shem Ravena. Now I'm going to just be malakit to you a lot of many svaris from different achrayim. Why not? Why yes? Why not? What the cheshbon is? Why should shem aveda be different than regular shemim? First of all, some want to say that a shem aveda, who made you the shem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you the shem. Right? You didn't. It wasn't contractual. You didn't make a deal with the other guy. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you the shem. They want to say that you're not the shem of the Bailam. You're the shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in order to invoke the p'tur balavimai, you know, it's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just because this guy was your employee doesn't give you a p'tur balavima, because you're really not his shema. You're really the shema of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One svara. Another svara they want to say, a little less.
This chayv is to this guy.
Yeah, pashtis is HaKadosh Baruch Hu min chayv you a shema to this guy. Right, mask him.
But
you're going to owe the bala aveda, correct. But they want to say, fine. Another svara that they want to say is that balavima comes in the deal. If it's contractual, so you can have a p'tur balavima there. Night to the hockey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't mechayiv you, whatever it is. But where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's mechayiv you, where you're forced to accept upon yourself shmira, so there's no p'tur balavima. Something that's voluntarily, you went into the deal, so that's easier to get around. Okay, balavima gives you a p'tur. But something that you're forced to take, you have a chiv to pick it up. You have a chiv to pick up the aveda. You don't have a choice. You have to pick it up. That's part of your mitzvah. You find an aveda in the street, you have to return to the Baal, you got to pick it up. Right? So you're forced, you put into this position, maybe in such a situation where you're forced to do it, then you won't have a Torah Balavimai. Others say a slightly different nusach. This, by the way, there was a Chedushei Hari'am. It's printed in Yerushalmi. He has a Chedushim like 50 years ago in Peya, Perek Zayin, Daflam Mechesa Mebeis, Shur Reb Shmuel has a Siman Anvav. A lot of Achronim go with that type of Malek. Others take it a little variant, and it's a Dava Mechudish. Watch this. They want to say the Balavima by Hashem Aved work halfway. What the Torah was Mechayiv you out your mitzvah, you have a chiv to return the item. Just because Balavima, you still have the chiv to return the item. So what came from the chiv to return the item, and that's where your shmira was neveya from, that there's no way to get out of. Balavima, not Balavima, who cares? You still have the mitzvah to return. Right? No one's going to say, because Balavima, you don't have a mitzvah to return the aveda. But you still have the mitzvah. If you still have the mitzvah, you still have the chiv shmira. So that underlying chiv shmira, as if you're a shemachinim avada that you will have, even if Balavimai. But the additional level of Shmira, that is, that Hashem Aved is like Hashem Asaka. Why? Because Prut to Rav Yosef, you have a benefit that you now won't have to give tzedakah to Danin because you're being Isaac B'mitzah, Batam in a mitzvah. That extra level that you don't have a chiv to do, that just came about from Yanah, copy that level, and Echanam you'll have a Ptur Balavimai. So it's going to come out that Balavimai will work to pat you from Gneva V'Aveda, but it won't work to pat you from Pshia. It's an interesting mahalik. There's a Shari Ziv who says such a thing. It's in Bava Kama, Simin Yud Beis. All right, there's another reason why there's no din of Balavima by Shema Veda. And that is because they want to tie in it that the Hovar of Balavima is only if the Bailim are aware that you, the Shema, are watching my item, and I'm working for you. So then you go like the Chinuch Svara that we had last week, the Kilo, then we say, because there's a Kosev, that the Bailim themselves should have watched it, because they're there anyway, they're helping out the Shemer anyway, so they should have watched it themselves, so they can't hold the Shemer responsible. So he said, Bishlam, and normally you know that he's watching your Chavitz, and you're working for him. But I have no idea that my boss found my Aveda. If I knew it, I would take my Aveda back. I would retrieve it. There it is. I have no idea. So since I don't know that my Aveda is by my employer, so I have no idea, I don't even have the ability to watch it, so they want to say the Ptur Balavima doesn't pass. Balavima only passes with the Bailim know that your Shemer, that this person is your Shemer who's watching your Chayfetz. Otherwise you don't have Balavima. That's Chazen Yecheskel says that is there's a Nefesh Chai, actually. That's really the Kadman who says it. I'm a Kadman 100 years ago, Nefesh Chai and Bab Mamtia Dav Chav Tesman Aleph says it as well.
I thought we said that there was a problem in the
skin of
let's say here.
Yeah, 100%. It's even a different malach. You can't brayis halachas from the chinek. They're just saying that you see in the Torah, it's normally talking about you know that this person is your shema. So it's a double chiddush, so limited to that chiddush only if you know. If you don't know, you won't have the Torah balavimai.
I mean, if I go to his house and I borrow something, he doesn't know about it.
He doesn't know that you borrowed, or he doesn't know
it borrowed because he gives your shuster's wife to lend.
Yeah, if he won't know that you borrowed, and he's the employee, so he doesn't know that he could watch it by you, and Konami, there would be this problem that, you would not have this Ptur Balavim Loit, this Nevesh Kai and Chazon Yecheskel. Right, correct.
However, is there a chiv right now to pick up this Aveda? I can pick it up as long as I'm not letting it be in a vulnerable position. I don't necessarily have to pick it up now.
When you want to bring it? But you can't leave it. The second you leave it, okay, because if you want to hover over it and make sure that...
Wouldn't that make enough when the damage took place?
We're talking about... One second, let me just preface. I really should say, Shema Veda, you have a mitzvah to pick it up, but you're not mechuyev in shmir until you pick it up. Once you pick it up, then you become a shema, you made a kinyan in it, whatever it is, then you're mechuyev in whole hilchos shmira. What we're talking about is a case that the guy already picked it up and then blew it, and it was peshei b'shmir asai, or it was nignav, nevad, and we want to know, could he invoke the ptura balavimai, because right now he is a shema, but good, but the Bailam is his employees. It's Balavimai. At the time that he was Mechayiv in the Shmira, at the time he picked up the Aveda, right, everything goes Basad Ascholas and Shmira. At that time, it was Balavimai. Pekitza, this is all Zaitek. You want to hear Reb Chaim's word? Reb Chaim said a whole different word, Geshmaka word. Reb Chaim said he held that it doesn't pass the Ptur Balavimai by Shema Aveda. Why? He says like this, that Shema Aveda, the Ptur Balavimai, has to be Bedavka, Beshas, you mekabel the shmir, right? You have to be balavima b'shas to chiv shmirah kicks in. So let's just play it out. I picked up the aved on Sunday, and that time he was my employee. And A month later, I blew it. It was stolen from me. A month later. And by that time, the Bailam were no longer my employee. So normally you would say, who cares? I was Bolavim, because at the Shas, Haskalas HaShmira, when I picked up, I'm Chayiv in the Shmira. But Mela, I have the two Bolavim, because it says, Avush Halacha, the Hayy Imoy B'Shas Malacha, even though it wasn't Imoy B'Shas Shvura Mesa, you're going to still have the two Bolavim. So Krip Chayim, no. B'Shem Aved is different, because B'Shem Aved, you have a Chiv, a Mutal Alecha, to watch it every second. Every second is in the Skadish, a new Chiv Shmira. Kosh Baruch Hu wants you to turn the Aved now. And then the next second, the Kosh Baruch Hu still wants you to return the Aveda now. So every second, Kosh Baruch Hu is giving you again Shmira, again Shmira, again Shmira. So even though when you picked it up a month ago, you had Bala Vimoy, good, so that, Chele Kashmir Yitakapata. But the second later, the second the guy stops working from you, okay, now Kosh Baruch Hu wants you to pick it up again. And Kosh Baruch Hu wants you to return it again, so you Chayim and Shmira again. So in the mail, you won't have the Ptur Bala Vimoy unless, Sakrub Chayim, you'll have the person Bala Vimoy Bishan Shvura Mesa. If it blows up in your Rishos, and at that point he's Bala Vimoy, then in a Kanami you have the Ptur Bala Vimoy. Because at that last second, when you have that Chayim Shmira, at that second, Taki, you have the Ptur Bala Vimoy. But having a Ptur Bala Vimoy at the beginning is not going to help you. Oh. So that is the way Reb Chaim says it in Sefer. They're different. Everyone quotes Reb Chaim in different stories, but the way we have it, there's a Chiddush Bab Metzia, Ksav Yad, Reb Chaim. It's not a Grach HaLashas, but it's a Grach just on Bab Metzia, whatever. The way he says it over there, as long as you're Bala Vima at the last second, it's Kilur, it sounds like from that part of Reb Chaim, if you can be Medayik, I don't know, but it sounds like over there that he holds that every second you only Chai for that second. So the fact that I was chayiv and shmir in the item yesterday, today it's too late. That chayiv shmir yesterday already expired. Every second is chadash a new chayiv shmir. So as long as I have balavima at that last second when it blows up, so that last chayiv shmir is balavima and pata. I would have tied it, because the Nechazka has these cheshbonis, I would have tied it, that in the Chemei it's Nechazka Kol Rega, good, but not just for that Rega, it's Nechazka Kol Rega for the duration of Yishmira. So having Bolavim at the last second is also not enough, because good, so you get out of the last second of Yishmira, but a minute ago Yishmira is still existing. Or a month ago's Chiyah Shmir is still existing. So you would have to have a Bala Vimoy from the beginning all the way through the end to have the Ptur Kedei that no second did you have a Chiyah Shmir without Bala Vimoy. But the way Rechaim Lemaisa writes it in his stencil, whatever, in the stencil, in Ksav Yad, over there it sounds like as long as you have it the last second, that's fine. All right, that's Reb Chaim's blick on the sugya.
Is that how every Chiyuv is? Who says the Chiyuv
is? No, by a normal Shmira, it's not like that. Normal Shmira is contractual. No, you pick it up, you machayiv yourself with a kinyan.
Everything is a broken down thing. There's a Chiyuv that's Rami Ale that he has to return it.
From the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, the Achronim want to take issue with Reb Chaim and say it starts at the beginning and that's it. It was a one-time Chiyuv for the duration. But one second. But it's clear that the mitzvah is every second.
Right. I'm saying, but it's not...
The mitzvah is every second, and if the chiv shmir is not there from the mitzvah, Rechaim is very gishmak. So I got, again.
It's not a new mitzvah. It's a chiv. It's not a constantly new mitzvah. It's a
chiv.
It's a mitzvah that he has to do this.
It's a mitzvah to return it every second.
Yeah, but it's still his old mitzvah. It's the original mitzvah.
But if he returns it, it terminates. So now that he didn't return it, so
there's Every second, every second. All right, but that's Reb Chaim's word. The Maaseh is Reb Meir Simcha. When Reb Chaim told us Reb Meir Simcha wasn't fazed. And he said, it's still not going to help you. Why? Because the halacha later on, Belina will get to learn it, that if you started off, if we went from Sheila to Schiris, and my Sheila was Bala Vimoy, and my... Let's say I borrowed it for one day, I had to deal with you like this. The first day I'm borrowing it, and the second day I'm only going to be seicherit. So I will pay for the second day. And the first day was Bala Vimoy, but the second day wasn't Bala Vimoy. The Gemara is a Shaila. The Gemara says it's Meshech Shaychi. It's as if we look at it as like one long Shmir, even though the levels have changed from She'ela to Schiris. And Mameela, the Ptur Bala Vimoy that I had at the beginning of the She'ela will carry over to the Schiris to have a Ptur Bala Vimoy. Mezok Mezimko, what did you for Din Reb Chaim to say that every second is chadash a new shchiv shmira and the bol of ima that you had when you picked up the aved is not going to help you? It is, because it's all meishe shaykh. It's one, again, a chiv shmira is aved, a shmira is, but it's like one long parsha of Shmiras Aveda, and even though it's many individual segments, good, but it's one continuous Shmira, and the mail of the Petur Balavima that you had from day one will carry over even to the last second, even then you still have to put Balavima. That's what Meir Simcha answered Rabbi Chaim. For some reason, Chaim wrote it in his ksav. I don't know. I'm not sure if he accepted the tshuva, didn't accept the tshuva. From the story, the way they say it over, it sounds like he accepted the tshuva. But the Olam Taka takes issue with Rav Meir Simcha Zohar. It's really not for now that's not really what the Gemara meant over there. Meir Shaychi Al Pi Rashi really meant a different word. Maybe when we get to it, we'll revisit the issue.
Every second,
it's a
new mitzvah. So when Rav Meir Simcha guy comes to the door, that's chal first, and then the Chiyush Shemar Asrei stops.
Yeah, one second, but that's true if you learn mamish the extreme like Reb Chaim, that yesterday's second is expired and today's second starting new. Then I can hear maybe your Taina Taka, that maybe Pritzer Rav, yes, when on his ear, maybe it's boing ke'echot, maybe, I don't know, so I don't know. But if you hold kepashte l'choira, that every second could be mechayiv you for the whole duration of the Aveda. You know, there's middle ground, then in the Chanami, you don't have a kasha pruter, because yesterday's second is also being mechayiv me to return it now as well. Not just to return it just for that second, to return it in the future as well. So I'll have that first. All right. Lemaisa, with Ramei Simcha, you can still have the cheshbon punkfake. You got the cheshbon, inverted cheshbon. You'll have no balavima at the beginning when you picked up the Aveda, but you'll have a balavima at the Shah Shvura Meso. So let Reb Chaim, you'll have the Petur balavima, let him, because he only look at the last second. Whereas without Reb Chaim, you would have said, go look at the Shas when you pick it up, when you have a Chiyav Shmira, when it starts. So that would be the chilik between Yitzchak and Reb Chaim on, you know, what would be in that case. All right. It's a very geshmaka thing. In terms of rayas, there's a Maril Diskin. Maril Diskin brings a raya.
But Meir Simcha might be masking for that.
100%. 100%.
At the end,
now, if you want to just Meir Mekaymus on this, more Meir Mekaymus is Maril Diskin and Kuncha Zachrin over there in Reish Mem Zayin. He tries to be Medaik from a Gemara above a Kamenun Vava Med Aleph that the Ptur Balavimai doesn't work by Aveda, period. Doesn't say why, but never, can never work. If the good have worked, the Gemara should have said it's such a Nakimta. The Gemara is looking for Nakimta, how a Shem Aveda could be Potan, Gneva Aveda, and the Gemara can't find one. So, exactly, Maria, what do you mean? This is a great Akimta. The Akimta would be Balavimai. And Lamai, you see, for the Gemara, it's never possible to have a Ptur Balavimai by Shem Aveda. What the Meral Diskin didn't know, Vaistais, or didn't quote, or the Echreinim didn't quote Feistais, is that the Marsha in Madua Basra in Bava Kama, God, it wasn't there in Nuvama, but if you look at Marsha in Nuvama Midbeis, he's quoting from Nunzayna Medalef. If you look at Nunzayna Medalef, Masha Madu Basa asked the Kasha, why didn't the Gemara Namad Aleph give the Ptur Balavima by Shema Aveda? And he says it there, so it doesn't fit in the, what he says it wouldn't fit in the Lashon of the Amayra. He gets out of it without making any Chedushim. But what you see from the Masha Madu Basa, Avada the Ptur Balavima works by Shema Aveda. It means Mariel Diskin's Gufa, his Raya is Faket, Mashom, Madu Bas, already Krak Kodmoy, and asked the Kasha. There's also another Raya they try to bring right from Taysim Balmatim and Bezum at Aleph, Zazant, Rav Shach, and Avi Ezri, and the Gilyanis, and the Ramam, Huchas Chiris, is Madaik, and Taysim one way. The Nevesh Kai is Madaik from the exact same Taysim the other way. If you look in Taysim, Lani's Dai, there's no Raya either way. But fine. At the end of the day, it's a nice tomb amongst the Achrainim. Fine. Let's move on. Let's start. We're up to Siv Dalid. Hishulai behemtai, or yiskiruloi lamasoi. If you lend someone a behemo, or yiskiruloi lamasoi to carry weights, whatever packages, vaholach imo lesaada ulatina, you help the shoyal out, or you help him load the animal. Have yishela bebaylam, because when his shela started, when he's loading the animal, that's when the shayla is starting. When his usage of the animal started, at that point, the balavima is loading the animal with him. Have a shayla b'abaylam. A chiddush. Af opisha me'atzmo nisholai. Even though he volunteered, the shayla never asked me to help him load the behema. But I said, I was a good friend, you know, chesed. I see the guy's number having difficulty loading the animal. So sure, I volunteered, no problem, I'll help you load the animal. So by his action of loading the animal for the to Ellis of the Shoel, that will make it Bolavima, even though the Shoel didn't ask him to do so.
What's the part of the
Chiyav Shoel? Good shaila. It's bothering me too. That's why I try to be mavliyah. This has cholas ishtamshes. It's not pashut, but that's what I said. Otherwise, you have to say at the time he started to work with the animal, so he's loading it at that. When he makes a kinin, the kinin would be mashicha, whatever. It has to be, whenever that's cholas ashmir is, figure it out. At that time, the bialim imoy were helping him. Or if you have, like we had last week, that if you're being mechen atzmoy, and you. So that would also be. So if I'm walking towards the animal ready to help you load it, and then you make the Kenyan animal in that time, and now I follow through and I take a load it, for then it will invite to be Balavimai, because even the Hachana we said is already Balavimai. Uduloi ki yesh chokum bezeh, not like the Mordechai who argues, the Mordechai says that this is not considered Balavimai if it comes voluntarily. You have to ask him, it has to be contractual. You have to say, okay, help me, and he says, yeah, help, and he comes to help. But otherwise, it won't be a Torah Balavimai. We don't pass like that. We pass as Balavimai, even if he does it by himself. However, but if he's only doing it to help out, not the guy, his interest is not, he looks like a bachas, he's not doing it to help out the guy, he's making sure that the guy doesn't overload his animal and kill his car and who knows what. So that's why he's teaching him how to use a stick shift, because all he needs is his guy to ruin his transmission. He's no interest in trying to teach a guy how to use a stick shift, he has better things to do, but he's trying to save his car. Then ain zeh sheila b'bayim. That's not considered sheila b'bayim. Sheila b'bayim means you have to do it to help the guy, not that you're trying to protect yourself and help yourself. V'chein im tafis loy ha shtegrib. Not sure what that is. Havi letakonis b'amto. If you're holding on to the saddle or whatever, they're trying when the guy's getting onto it or loading it. V'loy mikri sheila b'bayim. That's not considered sheila b'bayim because again, you're not doing it to help the guy. What you're doing it is to kedei to help yourself that your behemoth doesn't get ruined. So b'kitz in the mechab and Ramo has a chiddush. The klal is when you're helping the person that sheila b'bayim, even if you do it voluntarily. If you're helping yourself, even though you happen to also be helping the guy, but that's not your kavana. Your kavana is to help yourself. Then you will not have the p'tur of Sheila B'Bailim. All right. Now, a diik in the Mechava, which is a very big diik. The Mechava says, "V'm loy holach elo lirois shalo yosef hamasoi." If you're only helping to see that he doesn't overload the animal. Now, the Lashon Mechava, you only went there to see. So far, you did nothing in action. All you did was observe. And the Mechava says that that's not considered bol of yimei. Why? Because you're doing it to help yourself. Vaistois. If you will do the exact same thing without any action, but you would be doing it to help the person, let's say you give him an etza. He wants to know directions. Oh, sure, directions, sure, I'll give you directions while you're about to borrow my car. So I did nothing, no action, well, maybe deeper, but nothing. You will have the Torah Balavimai Vaistois. You don't have to do any mice to have a Torah Balavimai. If he needs an etza, and you give him an etza, oh, he wants to know how to market something. Yeah, I give you an etza. Fine, bezeda, balavimai. I go over to Yisrael, and while I ask him how to market something, while I borrow something, gives me his etza. Very good. I just had a p'tur of balavimai because he was helping me. He's giving me advice. That would be a p'tur of balavimai, even though he didn't do a maisa, because it's medrik nemekaba. Only because he was doing it for selfish reasons, that's why there's no p'tur of balavimai. But vice versa, if he does it for the person, it will be balavimai, even without a maisa. All right. There was a story with the Tashbats, Chelek Dalet. So yes, no, it's not really Tashbats. It's like Ein Oklok, ear, Ein Oklok, but whatever. There was a story in the Tashbats and Chelek Dalet, Beis and Simon Chav Dalet. It's a case that I needed a piece of jewelry to be made very quickly. Let's say my daughter's becoming a Kala, whatever, my son's becoming a Chosa. I need to buy a ring for the Kala. Tomorrow I need to have the ring. So I go over to an in a craftsman, please make me this ring. Guy said, I'm sorry, I have such a list, I'll never be able to get to your ring. I have three people before you. I won't be able to see your ring another 2 days. Guy said, I'm desperate. So the father says, the shred says, you know what? I know how to do it as well. I'm pretty good at this. I'll help you along. I'll help you with everything. We'll speed up the job. Two sets of hands are better than one, and we'll speed it up. And sure enough, he helped the guy. He helped the guy make all of his other jobs. He helped the guy make his own son's ring. He helped him everything, gewaldig. And then what happened? And then for some reason, he left it. Or maybe he left before he finished it, but he left it by the shema, and then it was stolen. And the Tashbats does the dan if you have the p'tur of balavimai. So it's a long tshuva. I want to get it to all the pratim. I didn't even say of the mice 100% because I want to get out of the problems of the tshuva. But over there he says, that you help the guy to make your own ring, that you're not going to have the patur balavimoy, because you really, you did it for selfish reasons. You did it to speed up. You wanted to help your own ring. But the fact that you helped him to make all the other rings, that's considered balavimoy. So if at the time of the Shmira, when he accepted to make your ring, he took the silver, the gold from you, to make your ring. At that time, if you are ready, prepared to help him, you'll make an atzmi to help him on his other rings, then you'll have the Tor Bal of Imai. But if it was only on your ring, then you won't have Tor Bal of Imai. I know, but you gave him the gold. Okay, so that goes into Shal Umun Koinem Beshvach Kli. It's a different shmooze, but at least the basic amount for sure is like that. That amount for sure you'd be chayv to pay back the gold that was stolen, unless you have the Ptura Bal of Imai.
Everything was ultimately done only because of his ring. Even if he was helping someone else's ring, it wasn't because of someone else.
Yeah, but that we saw, every person always has an ulterior motive why he does things, right? The marshal, the employee who's working for me is not working because he's trying to help me out. He's working because he wants a paycheck. Without a paycheck, he's not working for me. And nevertheless, there's a ptur balavimai, because the mice at the bottom line, he's working for me. He's doing it for an ulterior motive. He needs to support his family. Fine, but the mice is, he's working for me. That's already enough. As long as his work is for me, even though the reason his siba is for himself. No, but he's making his own ring. I'm not doing it to help you out. I'm doing it because I needed a ring. So I'm doing it mamish only for myself.
You are helping him out at the same time.
I'm just minimizing his malacha, you're right. But I'm not doing it to save him the trouble. I'm doing it to save myself the time.
Once you start defining a split there, it's very hard to define which one and why.
Lamash, we're going to see later on by Shmira, if we have a deal that I'll watch your chayfetz and you watch my chayfetz, you'll have a dinner bowl of imay. Even though the only reason why I'm willing to watch your chayfetz is because I know that you're willing to watch my chayfetz. But that's balavimai, because the bottom line is lamaisa. Right now, I happen to be watching your chayfetz, so I'm doing you a service. Balavimai is I do you a service. The reason why I'm doing you a service could be gazintai, but I'm doing you the service. Here, I'm not even doing you the service. I'm doing myself the service. I'm doing it for my own ring. I'm doing it to protect my animal. I won't have the ptura of balavimai. There's a geshmaka machloikis sma and shach and reish tzadi aleph. It's a geshmak to go into it here, because Gebayt on this lamdis, and I bring out some halachas as well. The Sma says over there that the halach, which we just sort of discussed last week, that if the Bailim leave the chayfetz, when it's talka a Bailim, then the shmir is mutal alecha, like the rush, even without a kinyan. Already you start your chi of shmira, like the machabi, you need a kinyan, like the ramah, you don't need a kinyan. The Sma says over there, what happens if the Bailim weren't nostalgic from themselves in Gansen from the Shmira? They still stayed on to watch a little bit. So you made the Kinyan, you accept upon yourself to watch, and now you're starting to watch. And on top of that, the Bailim are also helping you, at least at the beginning, helping you watch it a little bit as well. The Sma says, in such a case, you're going to have a Ptur of Bal Avimai. It's a Sma. Why? Because the Bailim are helping me watch his own chayfetz. It's his chayfetz I'm watching. And the Bailim are watching also their own chayfetz. But they're helping me watch his own chayfetz. That's going to be a ptur of Bal Avimai. The Shach jumps on the Sma, doesn't explain why, but he says, Ki and B, there's no such Bal Avimai. And he says, the Ayin, Simen Shin Mem Vav, Siv Dalid. And you see I'm right. Some of the Achrenim don't understand what the Shach wants from this Sif. But I think Kipshuta, it's a double posh what the Shach wants, is that you see that in the second here for the Sif, it says that as long as the Bailim are watching for their own motive, they're doing it for themselves, their mindset is to protect their own animal, so they're not providing a service for the Shema, they're providing themselves a service. It's selfish. Mamele, you're not going to have the Torah Balamimai. So the Shach, so Bezei Huadin, in this case, with the Bailim carried on watching the item, why are they carrying on watching? They're not doing it for the Shema. They're doing it for themselves. So doing it for themselves, you can have a Ptura Balavima. That's the Chayab Shat in the Shach. The stipler wanted to touch up the Machlekes Man Shach. This is how he explained the Machlekes. There's a stipler about Metzia, Simon Lamites. He says like this, that in order to have a Ptura Balavima, you have to be Shema. You have to lend yourself to help the Shema in the Shema's item. It has to be the Shema's object to have the Ptura Bal Avimai. Mamela, that does affect the Shach of the Sma. How could you tell me that you have a Ptur of Bal Avimai? Here, the item that I'm helping is not your item, it's my own item. So I'm helping my own item. Mamela, I don't have the Ptur Bal Avimai. Mashenke and the Shach holds, and the Mashenke and the Sma holds, no, that even if you're helping the Shema watch the owner's item, his own item that's still going to have a Ptur Balavimai, even though it's his own item that he's watching. That's how he explains the Machlokes. And he says, and I have a raya to this sma, that even when you're watching your own item, that's already going to be enough for the Balavimai, because Rashi on the Pasuk over there, but Balavimai, Rashi says the Lashon, Bein shuva oisa malacha, bein shuva malacha keres. You see, even oisa malacha of the dava hashal, the dava hashamba, the item that he borrowed. So you see, even if you're in the oisa malacha that guy borrowed, you're going to have tur balavima. So you see, balavima is even if you're only providing a service for your own chayfetz. Isaiah frekta zakta saipa.
The jeweler is gaining because he charges the same amount of money.
The shomer is gaining.
The shomer, which is the jeweler, which the
shomer. Well, the jeweler was a case of tashmash. But in any case, the shomer is gaining because he's having the help. So the disciple wants to say that that's not enough to have the help of the owner. You have to have that the owner is watching his own item, and here he's fart only watching the. He has to watch the shomer's item. Here he's only watching his own item. So Meili won't have the Ptur Balavima. And he brings a raya from Rashi Latoria. Laniz Dait, there's no raya. Because all Rashi is saying the same thing like the Machabi. The Machabi says, Loish in Sefalov. Loish nahoya imoy beschir shiska atzmoy loy. Loish nahoya imoy baisim loch shal adava shal. Loish nahoya imoy loch acheres. He doesn't mean, he means in the same thing. It means, Lamarsha, let's say you borrow my hammer, and you need the hammer to build Zichron Shner, right? So, and I happen to be helping you build Zichron Shner. Now, Zichron Shner happens to be your item, and I'm helping your item, but I am in the same malacha as my dover, which is shol to you. And that's considered balavima. That's all he means. It's ba'isa malacha shel adova hashol. But not that I'm watching actually the item which is shol. So I don't know where he got a right from Rashi. But Lani's taita, I don't believe that's even the taita of the Machlokes. I don't think that anyone holds that you need to be watching Yenim's item. I think everyone's mind of that. If you watch your own item, it's good enough. Or a third party, that's fine. But the vote is, who's to Ellis? Are you doing? What is the service that you're providing? For whom are you providing the service? The Sma held that you're providing the service for me, the Shomer, because you're helping me on my Shmira. You're minimizing my Shmira. Meshenke, the Shach held that you're only providing the service for yourself. You're trying to protect your own item. Like it says over here in the Mechaba, that if you protect your item, that it shouldn't be overloaded. That's not considered Balavima. And that's the Shach's right. It has nothing to do with whose item. It doesn't have to be your ownership. It has to be whose to Ellis. That's the Yisoid. And the Sma also understands that has to be the Te'eles. But Vay says he understood it was the Te'eles of the Shomer. And I found Baruch Shem, the Gilyan Mashah, they reprinted now. They found the Gilyan Mashah, the new Shulchan Aruch, they have it over here. I just found it yesterday. The Gilyan Mashah Taka says that this is the Machloikas of the Shach and Sma over there in Reish Tzadi Aleph. But he takes it even further. He makes it a little more geschmack. He says like this, that the Shach held, that the Sma, The Sma held that must be I'm watching the Shomer. Mitchmi, I'm doing it Latelis HaShomer. Why? Because I have nothing to lose. Big deal. If the item gets lost, the Shomer is responsible to pay me. So I have nothing to lose out of this. I have nothing to gain by making this extra Shmira. So why am I doing the Shmira? Must be I'm doing the Shmira to alleviate the burden of the Shomer. So I'm doing it Latelis HaShomer. Masha Enkin, the Shach held that even though good, I'll get paid. But the Gemara says there's such a thing called Kusha de Chiyusa. A person would rather write to Adam Bekav Shaloi, Yesum and Tisha Kam Shakare. I don't want you just to pay me. I don't want my watch, my Chosin watch, to go when you're going to pay me for it. I want my Chosin watch. So, Mamela, the reason why I'm helping you watch is not for you. I'm helping that I should have my watch at the end of the day, or I should have my animal at the end of the day, or the car that I babied for so long. I want that car, not stamped to buy a new car. So, Mamela, I'm doing it for myself, so I won't have the Ptur Shmir Babaylam. That's how he explains the Machlokes. It means, about it, everything is whose Torahless it is. But the Shaila is, how to view this? Is this Latelis HaShema, or is this Latelis, the Mafke, the owner of the item? That's how the Gilyan Mashah explains it.
Everybody is a Latelis, because an IOU is only an IOU.
So, I don't have to go after you, Bedina Vedain, and try to get it out of you. Okay, good. So you're talking from an experienced, seasoned collector. Right, so good. And then you're doing it for yourself. So if you're doing it for yourself, so you won't have the Ptur Shmir
Babaylam. Two things I'm surprised about. First of all, there's no Allegra, but independent of that, I'm also surprised at the same Rav Chaim,
didn't talk about, like, my money by yen, how is it? Is it my money?
All right. Anyway, let me just go on another nukuda here to take another chiddush din here. The nesivis over there to answer up the shas kasha on the sma says a word very bekitza. I see not everyone got that word, but Baruch Hashem, I found the akronim tied it up like they forget. I didn't get it myself. I'll be honest. I saw it from the akronim. They tied it on the nesivis over there. Says the sma is talking about where the person asked the owner to help him watch. As if that's now the teretz to the shach's conscious. You have to know what the kasher was to know what the teretz is. I mean, if the kasher was like this type law that it's not your item, it's my own item, and we can't have shmir b'bailam on my own item, so what's the nesiv is the teretz? So I asked you to help me. Big deal, I asked you to help me, but still you. And my vice is the kasher was, whose te'elis it was. And the nesiv is holds that ad kan the whole shaila would be if the guy voluntarily helped him out. But if I asked him, if I'm the shaman, I asked him, do me a favor, alleviate my burden and help me out with my shmira, then clearly by you help doing this, you're clearly helping me. Right? You're answering me. You're doing it because I asked you. I requested from you to help me out. So if you're helping me out, so now I'm going to have the patur, shmir b'bailam, even though maybe you gain from it as well. But the motive why you're doing it is because I was solicited. I asked you to help me, so you're doing it for me. Either that tightens up that kochus for my own talis, or I'm even willing to say that even if it's not mamish my own talis, but since it's for me, because I asked you to do it, so you're lemaisa, you're doing a malacha for me, because on my behest. So that's already enough to be considered shmir b'bailam. There's a Chuvis Beis Yitzchok who has a shayla chayshem mitzvah simuchav beis ois beis. He has a shayla. Will it help? Mamish is saying he didn't call it the nesiv. He has a shayla. This halacha that if you do it l'te'elis yourself, you're not going to have a din shmir b'bailam. If the guy asks you, will that make a difference? And he has a chakira, and he was a hint. I don't want to get into the lumdus of his, but he has a chakira. Like what I'm saying is, it's a mefush in nesivis. The nesivis, the ends up the sma, means he acknowledged that the shach's right in metzias, that the bailam are really helping themselves. And his teretz was, but since the shema asked the bailam to do it, it's still considered shmir b'bailam. So you see that even if you're doing it for the sort of what looked like or was perceived as your own talis, but because the shomer asked you to do it, asked you to help him, then it's on his behalf, it's a shmir b'bailam.
So he learned the shach argue through the sma in that case too?
And he doesn't handle with the shach and sma, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't handle, maybe you mean he'll touch up the shach and say, even though you hired him, okay, but he doesn't say that. That's already you into the face of it. He doesn't do that. All right. He grabbed his medayik from the Mordechai, the other Rishon, the Taka. It's true that if you ask, the Taka makes a difference. But he wants to know, Lididan, that we paskin, that even voluntary work is considered Shmir B'Avalim, but it's a chilik if you do it for your own talis, maybe even asking won't make a difference. All right. Let's move on. Sif Hey. Very geshmak halakas. All right. Sif Hey. Omele Shmarli Ve'esh Melecha. We have a deal. Yosef, this is for you. We have a deal. You watch my item, I watch your item. Oshmarli Ayoim, I watch. You watch it for me today, and I'll watch yours tomorrow.
That's the better half of the deal, by the way.
What do you say?
That's the better half of the deal. If you watch mine today, I'll watch yours tomorrow.
Why? Well, you're not going to follow through tomorrow?
It's a lot easier to see exactly what you're getting.
Yeah, I mean, see how he performed today. I mean, if he blew it today, you're not watching his tomorrow. Okay, look in this massive cotton zayin, and he says, what does it say in Shinhei? Over there it says, the kotzer atur v'makabo, the shmoli v'eshmolecha miyad, if the deal both, it's reciprocal right now, we're both watching each other simultaneously, have a shmir b'bailim, upatum mikol dova. However, b'shmoli ayoyim, v'eshmolecha lomacha, you already have to start the shmir today, but I'm going to first start the shmir tomorrow, that lo yav shmir b'bailim. Because when you're starting your malacha today, to watch my item today, when you're starting your shmira, I'm not imcha b'malacha. I didn't start working for you. I'm starting working for you only tomorrow. So at the shas, the shmira started, I wasn't with you b'malacha, so you're not going to have the p'tor balavimai. However, v'din shem esacha lei, or be din shem esacha, because for each one has a teves hana, dem nigna miyad ha-shem ha-yoy mechiv le-chalm loy, dem makabal hana, shmirasa, dishmirenu loy balaporo, eishalakli l'macha. So since each one is getting the tevis hanov of the other person reciprocating, so it's like a payment. It's each one is shemir sacha zelazeh, but shmir b'bailim it won't be. But if it's simultaneous, it will be shmir b'bailim. My motive to watch your item is only kedei that you should watch my item. Good, but that's still shmir b'bailim because the ma'isa. What I'm doing is for your own talis. I'm providing you a service. My motive might be different, but the ma'isa, I'm providing you a service. That's already a machlokes. If I'm going to say, instead of you watch my item, I watch your item, but I say it like this, borrow my item and I borrow your item, so now we're doing it for personal gain. I need your item and you need my item. And that's why we're doing it, that each one should be able to have a tovus hanoah from the item. So then there's a machlokes, there's a shayli, have a shayla b'ayla m'apata, a yloi v'yesh plukta b'zeh. Didn't say it over here because it's a machlokes. He wants to stay out of a machlokes. What's a tzad to say that's not shmir b'baylim? Because it is halakha we learned before. Shmir b'baylim is only if I do it for your ta'alis. The reason why I borrowed your item is not k'day to provide you a service to watch your item and I'm imcha b'malacha. I did it k'day that I should have use from your item. I want to benefit from your item. So if that's the case, since I'm trying to benefit from your item, so I'm really faket. I'm the one who's being borrowing. I'm the one who's doing it, gaining from it. It's my ta'alif. The reason why I'm watching your item is not for your ta'alif b'chal. It's k'day that I should use your item. So then there's a tzad to say, if I guess, like my own ta'alif, and I'm not shmir b'baylam. I'm not imcha b'malacha. And the other sheet also not. First, I'm doing both faces. I'm doing it for my own ta'alif, but your ta'alif too. I'm the mice watching your item too. Good, but that's the tzad. But to stay out of the machlekes, the mechaba left it out, and the mechaba only brought down the halacha shmoli v'ashmalacha. All right, let's try to chop around one more halacha, very, very geshmak halacha as well. Ha'oim, sevav, ha'oim alishluchai, tzei v'hashel imparasi. If I tell my shliach, you know what, help out my guy, I'm lending you my para, but besides lending my para, I'll also send my caddy with you. You need a golf cart, no problem, and I'll also send my thing. You need to borrow my car, no problem. If he's so kind, I'll even let you use my chauffeur. So he's going to drive you around. So I'm sending you my shliach to boot with the item. Is that considered, God, those cases are poilim, that might be different, but good, I'm sending you a shliach to boot with my item, is that considered shela b'baylim, because shluch shaladin k'moisai, the person, my shliach is like me, so it's like I'm helping you out, I'm providing you a service, so have it in the shela b'baylim. The halacha is ein shela b'baylim, the mechabo is not shela b'baylim, shenema imbol of imoy, which we daik. It says it twice, or because it says balav miyuchad l'cha. It takes us two different pshatim. But shenem in balav imay has to be a bailim atzmam v'loy shliach. It can't be a shliach. It has to be dafka the bailim. V'yesh chokin, and others argue, v'oimrim t'shluchay shaladim k'moyseh. The Rama is quoted, the Tur b'shem Rama. The Rama and the Tur holds that we pass it's a shalim in the Gemara, and we pass in the other way around, that it will be shluchay shaladim k'moyseh, and it will be a Tur balav imay. So in 2 days. One day holds that Shluch Shalad Kamaisa doesn't work over here because it's Xeris HaKasa, it's not Balavimai. And the other she tells, no, Shluch Shalad Kamaisa, and yes, you'll have a Ptura Balavimai. Every time you send a Shliach to help the guy out, you're going to have a Ptura Balavimai. The Shach in Sifkot and Dalit touches up this Ramah when it says, Yeshkokim Vayim, the Shluch Shalad Kamaisa. Not that the Ramah is saying bevadai that we go like the Ramah Shito, but rather claim it the Misapka, the Misfeka, it's a Suffolk, Le Mefkinim Mamoina. It's a Suffolk if Shliach Shalad Kamaisi makes it Balavimai, and Mamele, you won't be able to be Mechayiv the Shema. He's a Muksak in his money. He Kuroi's Taina, I'm a Muksak, Kamaisi Mechaveh Alavarai, and I want a Taina that it is considered Balavimai. Praminu Shluch Shalad Kamaisi, Vechay Mukak Beshatsa Paiskin, Vechay Kotan Mukayz, Vechay Maran, Lahedir et Sasafik, Ulafiza, since it's only a Safik, and Tophis HaMashil, if the Mashil will now take money out of the shul and say that it's not considered Balavimai, and you owe me for my item, and I'll be Tophis the money, Lo Mafkinu Minei, Afilo La Yesh Chokin, Vechayin Eka. So the Shach does a job in the Ramah. The Ramah doesn't sound like he's saying a Safik. He says, Yesh Chokin, Vayim Shulik Shalad, and Kambay says, it sounds like it's a Vadek. And the Shach's plugging into these words, he really only means a Safik. Bit Chos in the Sefer. Over Prat, that whoever made this tzion in the Ramah is quoting Tur B'Shem Ramah. If you look at the Tur B'Shem Ramah, it's mefurish. It's a vaday. It's not a suffix. The Tur B'Shem Ramah holds it's a vaday that's considered shluchah shalat and kamaisi.
Well, I thought he meant that the Yesh Chokim is saying that there's another shita, but he's not going to say we dafka pasuk.
Oh, very good. So even though it might not fit so geshmak in the shak, but that's why I want a tanya as well. The Ma'ase the Daki Moshe, when the Beisoyis of Paskins, like the Shitas Harif and the Rambam, that we do not say Shluch Shalad and Kumbayisai, the Daki Moshe jumps on the Beisoyis and says, no, the Basroi hold lot like that. V'ayin Muki Yosef. Then the Muki Yosef Taka says, it's a Safik. So the Dakimosha on one hand is saying a suffix. All of a sudden, when you come to the Shulchan Aruch, all of a sudden the Ramah, it sounds like he's saying a Vadik. So Stamik has a steam in Ebe. Why in the Dakimosha he's taken to the Magez, it's a suffix. And here it sounds like he's saying a Vadik. Shtiko, so you to the Shach. But again, it's Shtiko Chosin HaSefa. So I want to tie in Mamish this word. It's a Klal Godol. It's a Kedai to know. We said it before, and it's Kedai to Chaz 100 times. Because most people do not know this. When the Ramah says, V'yesh Chokim, V'yesh Oimim, V'yesh, whatever it is, V'yesh Matirin, whenever he says V'yesh, there are those, he doesn't mean to paskin like that. What he means to do is that you have to reckon with that Shita as well. And the Achronim says, the Prima Godim says it in his Klolim, a lot of Tshuvis say this, that the Ramah is only paskining like something when he says, V'cheinika, V'cheinoigin, V'chein Yeshlinoig, when he puts a stempel on it, when he's Messiah, you got to follow the Shita, then he paskins like the Shita. But if he just brings another Deya, he means to say you have to reckon with both days. So what he's telling you over here is, the Mechaber says we don't say Shluka Shalad and Kamaisai. And either on the whole, and because he wants, the Mechaber wants to ignore the Shita's Ramah. And I'm telling you not like that. I'm telling you you got to reckon with the Shita's Ramah as well. V'yesh Chokim V'Oimrim, that we do say Shluka Shalad and Kamaisai. Mainly you have to reckon with both Shitas. And Ramah will be a Safik, and it's Sakasvek, the Din, and the right, and the Shach is right, and the Zalacha. Just a shtickle in the shak says, I feel like yesh chokin. That's not true. The yesh chokin in the Ramah, which is the Ramah, Taka won't hold it's a suffix. But maybe it means I feel like even the Ramah who says the yesh chokin means the Ramah is just entertaining both shitas. That's all he's trying to do. And we said this before, you can look up in Hukas Anoa, in Reish Chav Zayin Suf Chav Tes, a Sharaf de Zanoa by Avodin Kakoyes Ishtoris, by Yesul Michdeme. Mikadei Demeyim, but double the price. A regular no, there's no them by Shtaris of Kakois and Avodim. But what would be if it's Mamish doubled? Makloik is Yishayim. Mechara Pasukim, even then there's no Ano. The Daki Moshe again jumps on the base of Ezim and says, no, it's a Sveika Dedina. And it comes to Ramah, when the Mechara says that there's no Dina no, he brings down the other sheet of Yishchok and no, that there is. But you documented the head, it's a second dinner. What are you doing? So it is a vita. All the Ramah is doing is I'm showing you that there's another shita. Mamed, it's a second dinner. You got to reckon with both shitas. That's all the Ramah is trying to do. It's a klal god, it's a kadai. Because you see, sometimes a chenim didn't get it. It's a klal god, a Ramah paskin. It's not true. Ramah didn't paskin. Ramah just paskin that you got to reckon with that shita too. That's all he did. He didn't say only that shita. And that's what he's doing too. You have to reckon with both shitas. There's a pelotic ksois. The ksois holds. Unbelievable. Loite shitas Ramah, loite is Ramah who holds that a shliach could have the din, a shluk shaladim kamaisai. Mele taina tiksois. If I'll send a shliach to do something, I send a shliach, you know what? Buy me something. Here's $100, buy me something. I send the shliach to Eretz Yisrael. God just told me a story. I send the shliach a few $1,000, bring me this to the Edom. To my Edom is in Eretz Yisrael, deliver $5,000 to my Edom. And he was peshe on the way. He left it in the hotel room, whatever it is, out on the table. That was the Shiloh. And of course, it was stolen by the Arab person who cleans up, whatever it is. And no, I'm chayv. I was a pesheya. I'm a shemachina, but I'm chayv. I'm a pesheya. Zok the ksois. Why this shita? By shluka shalom and kamaisi as a p'tur shayla b'baylam? He says he's going to be put on shayla b'baylam. Why? This shayma, who's my shliach, he's helping himself watch the item. So he's helping. He's a my shliach, so shluka shalom kamaisa tzaviv. I'm with him in the hotel in Eretz Israel, and he's also my shema. So you always have a constant ball of imai together. My shliach is really doing two things. He's my shliach as my shema, and he's my shliach is representing me being with him. So I'm going to have the p'tura ball of imai like tishita. And yes, it's a tzveika didina, sikataina. Oh, I have a p'tura tzveika didina ball of imai.
Is there a whole sugi in the Gemara with their shliach? They went and came back and he lost stuff on the way, and who's
chayim,
all these
achim.
What does the ksois do with
their
Gemara?
Well, you tell me which Gemara exactly, which one to handle it. But that's the chesed of the ksois. You're not going to answer the ksois on the chesed of the Gemara. But even Pshia has a p'tur ball of Yimai. Pshia also has a p'tur ball of Yimai. So the ksois says, so now, be very careful. Whenever you send the shlik on something and you think you're protected, be masner with him that you don't want a p'tur ball of Yimai. Because he's going to say, Kimmy, I want to go like the ksois. You have a p'tur ball of Yimai. It's a suffix over here, Grado. It's not so perfect. It's a suffix. Good, good. Kimmy like the ksois and Kimmy like the Ramah, that you could say in a ball of Yimai by Shlikushal and Gemais and have a p'tur of ball of Yimai. In such a case.
What defines
anything. You're doing something on my behalf.
If I pay you, then you're not a shliach.
You're also a shliach. You're still doing something on my behalf.
So I hire a guy to
A delivery service, right. So maybe he'll be my shliach. Maybe. You have to know why. It's only if you're doing a bechinam.
I'm saying it's
shliach. Or in shliach l'dvar aveir to do a pshiah. So klapi the pshiah you want my shama. Yeah, but you're doing my service. All right. First of all, everything goes b'shas to haskalah tashmir. So right now, when you're walking out of my house, yizicha wasn't a p'shea then, so yizicha was shluka shalav and kabbayis at that second, and I have the p'tur. So the fact that you're p'shea... Maybe also. All right, let me just finish off the mechaba. V'm'ama la'avdei ha'knani. But if you tell your ever knani, tzei v'sholim parasi, harei z'ashele b'bailim also, not only by a shliach, or forget it, even the mechaba holds a shliach doesn't work, but la'avdei knani is better. Tzei v'sholim parasi, harei z'ashele b'bailim. Why? She'yad eved k'yad rabbi. That's darker than a regular shliach. So here, even the mechaba will hold, you'll have the p'tur. However, nishaloya eved b'loy das rabbi, if my eved decided to be a good guy and help you out, but I didn't authorize him to help you out, lo mikushele b'balem, because what the eved's now doing, shalei b'yidiyase, is he's being chayvli. He's helping you out to give you the p'tor shele b'balem without my knowledge. So then he can't do that without authorization. So memela, there's no din of shele b'balem. So t'aruch ha'shulchan, but if it would be inverted, if I will go help out the shoyl's eved without the shoyl knowing about it, they will have the p'tur of bala v'imoy, because eved is kagufoy, yadevik yad rabbi. So by me helping out the eved is like if I helped out the shoyl himself, and I will have the p'tur of bala v'imoy. Now in Interessante Zach, what's this case of helping out this of sending the eved? Taisa says it's not talking about where you asked me you want to borrow my animal plus my eved. Taisa said that's not balavima. It's like you borrowed two animals. An eved is an animal. Taisa has to be talking about where I hired myself out to you as well. I'm going to take a drive you. Here's my car, and I'll drive you. And say no. Instead of driving, so I was ready to hire myself to do malacha for you, and then I send my chauffeur instead. I send my eved instead. Then you'll have that the eved's doing my job, he's been calling me. But if I stand, rent out both of them, or lend you both the eved and the behemoth, it's like lending two behemoths, I won't have the p'tor bala v'imoy. The problem is the lech mishnah, the goyin, the kivega, everyone is medayik, the nesivis is medayik from the Rambam faket. The Ramah, the end of the sif, who brings the Rambam, nishala eved b'loy das rabbi lo mikri she'ele b'baylim, v'aysoyis, if the eved would be doing the exact same thing, b'das b'aylim, he would be considered she'ele b'baylim, even though the eved is just helping around, not filling my job. So you see that the Rambam didn't hold the Taisa. They want to make it a machlokes. The Nesivis argues. The Nesivis says, not true. The Nesivis says, how could it be? He brings a riot from Shin Mem. Not like that, that you see in the Mechaba over there. It's also Maduik, that if you just borrow my Eved, borrow my item, it's just like Shtei Paris, and you won't have the Ptur Bala Vimoy. So HaKoch has to be only in the case, like Taisa said, where I first hide myself out, and then I'm following through. So therefore, he said, you have to say the Pshat Nisramah is that Taka, I hide myself out to you, and then Shalei B'Yidiyasi, the Eved's filling my shoes without me knowing it. And
for other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.